name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you once again for this morning. We thank you for your word, the entrance of your word, bring forth light and understanding to the simple. I thank you so much, O Lord, my God, for the things that you are doing and things that you are saying. Thank you for the delivery of packages. What package do you desire? What packet do you want to see? Ho, 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 ho. Somebody needs to stand up and just start to dance. Because you're dancing. It's turning your morning into dancing. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name. It's turning your morning into dancing. It's turning your morning into dancing. Amen. Praise God. Start to dance. Start to dance. Start to dance. Because miraculous opening of doors for you this week. In the name of Jesus Christ. Miraculous opening of doors. Miraculous opening of doors. Somebody just start to dance. Just start to dance. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Father, we give you praise. Hallelujah. 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 Roma katilima seke shiliba soko totolo basia. We give you glory, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's turned your sorrow into joy. Is turning your morning into dancing. In the name of Jesus Christ, tears have been wiped away. In the name of Jesus Christ, I say tears have been wiped away. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, in Jesus' name, amen. We give you glory, Lord. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we prayed. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. This is a year of full manifestation. Amen. I've spoken to us about the nature and the character of the year 2022. Amen. And I said it's a year of fullness. Amen. It's a year of what? Fullness. And it's a year of what? Manifestation. And it's a year of overflow of abundance. Let me ask you, how many of us are truly expectant or are truly expecting that to be your Lord? Put your hands down. I'm not saying, because when you ask some questions like that, some people will first of all look around. Is anybody putting hands up? If nobody's putting hands up, then I'm not putting my hands up. You know, or if people are putting, Brother Francis put, me too, I'm not going to put. No, it's not about that. It's not about that. It is about your own conviction. Your own conviction. Amen. Praise God. How many of us are expecting fullness this year? Wow. Wow. How many of us are expecting manifestation this year? How many of us are expecting overflow of abundance this year? Be it unto you according to your faith. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. On the 9th of January, while unveiling the year 2022, I spoke about do not be anxious for nothing. Maybe we should go there to the scripture we've been looking at. You know that we've been essentially on one verse since the beginning of the year. On one, just one verse since the beginning of the year. Philippians chapter number 4. Philippians chapter number 4 from verse number 6, thank you. Philippians 4 from verse number 6. And it reads, and I quote, what does it say? Philippians 4, 6. It said, be anxious for what? Nothing. Be anxious for what? Nothing. Don't let anything bring worry or anxiety to you. When the enemy presents a picture that is contrary to your expectation, you just start to laugh. Hello. Don't react to the picture he's presenting. Because the moment he gets you to agree, then you have given him a platform to implement it. But when the picture comes, or when the situation comes, and it's looking contrary, you start to just laugh. And say, oh, no. I heard the word from heaven. I will only be moved by the voice coming from the temple. And I will not be moved by the noise coming from the city. This is what God has said to me. I will not be anxious. Be anxious for nothing. We looked at that. We looked at what anxiety means. It means to worry. Worry breaks down different parts. So again, I want to say to you, don't be anxious. But let me say this. When I say don't be anxious, I'm not saying just don't do anything. Hello. Don't say I'm not anxious and I'm not doing anything. No, you need to be actively engaged. How do you become actively engaged? By taking the promise, by taking the word that God has given to us and start to what? Declare it in the midst of contrary situations. Not just fold your arms and do nothing, because faith is not passive. Faith is what? It's active. And by declaring it, you are activating it. I taught us last week that whenever the word of God is being declared, and there's a word, they believe this is mine, don't just be looking. Don't say, oh, wow, that's good. He looks at it, this is mine. No, you just hold it. Say, this is mine. It's my word. It's the word of God for me. It is my Lord. It is my portion. You grab it. You run with it. By doing that, you are activating that word in your life. Say, be anxious for what? Don't be anxious in January. Is that what he's saying? Say, be anxious for nothing, but in everything. That was on the 16th of January. In everything, by prayers and supplication, last week. And we looked at the word supplication. What does it mean? It's not the prayer that you pray and say, oh, let us pray. No, that's not supplication. It's not a prayer that you pray. Say, let us pray. You know, when we are watching movies, we are glued. We are looking for the next scene. Oh, wow. What will happen here? Mission Impossible. What will happen here? That you are looking at it. Oh, yes. It's only but now. The moment you say, it's time to pray. Let us pray right now. Then suddenly, mission what? It's all. They say, let us pray. No. You need to be at alert. Amen. What is supplication? Supplication is fervent and what? Earnest and what again? Heartfelt prayers. Somebody say, well, I don't understand what is heartfelt. When you told your wife you loved her, was that heartfelt or not? Eh? Or you just said it to excite her? I don't think you did, or else you would not take her to the altar. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Heartfelt is coming from your inside. It's honest. It's fervent. Heartfelt, fervent prayers. Heartfelt, fervent prayers. That is what supplication is. And I encourage you, because God does not look at the face. God searches the hearts. So he's looking at what is in your heart, not just listening to the words in your mouth. So when you are talking, and what you are saying, so people think, oh yes, I've just said something right now, and I'm sure people will like it. Hallelujah, God is good. Yes, people may like it, but God will just check you out to say, what exactly are you saying? Does this line up with what is in your heart? If it doesn't line up, you know, what happens is this. God, what? It doesn't get involved. With thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And today, I want to share something with us. We want to go to the next verse. Since the beginning of 2022, we've been on one verse. Now we want to go to the next verse. And that verse number 7, says, and the peace of God. Let's go back there again. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayers and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And the peace of God, the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Let me read it, the same scripture to you from the New Living Translation. Verse number 6. Say, don't worry about anything. Hello. Tell your neighbor, say, don't worry about anything. Then what do you do then? If you say, don't worry, what should I do? Instead, what do you do? Pray about everything. Tell God what you need. And thank him for all he has done. 7. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let me read it to you from the New Living Translation. Let me read it to you from the TPT. TPT. What does it say? Verse 6. Don't be pulled in different directions or worried about a thing. Be saturated in prayer throughout each day, offering your faith-filled request before God with overflowing gratitude. Tell him every detail of your life. Then God's wonderful peace that transcends human understanding will guard your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. So, what is God's peace? Hello. When you say God's peace, which is far more wonderful than the human mind can understand, what is God's peace? Hello. I said, what is God's word? Peace. I didn't say what is peace that from the United Nations. I said, what is God's word? God's peace. What is God's peace? You know, there are three dimensions of peace that is stated in scriptures. Three. Number one is peace that comes from God. Hello. Peace that comes from God. That is number one. It's foundational. And in a lot of letters of Paul, you find Paul always starting with this, that grace be unto you and peace that comes from God. Let's go there. Let's go there. You know, I went through all of Paul's letters. I went through all of them. All of them. How many letters or how many books did Paul write? Hello? How many? Okay, let me start from there. How many letters are in the New Testament? Anyone? Some people are Googling it already. What? Don't answer if you are Googling. Or you are checking the Bible and say, how many books did Paul write? How many books did Paul write? Lois. How many books did Paul write? What? How many books did Paul write? Millicent. 66. Wow. Wow. I know what you're talking about. You're talking about the entire books of the Bible. There are 66 books in the Bible, but there are only 27 in the New Testament. And out of the 27, Paul, cut all Bible scholars agree that Paul wrote 13. But there's one that is like under. That is, we're not sure. And in the past, I've said, no, I believe Paul wrote it. But recently in my studies, I'm starting to think, I'm not really sure. Because I'm seeing things in that particular book that is not what common with other Paul's letters. And which book am I talking about? Hebrews, thank you. And this morning while praying, I concluded that, Lord, when I get to heaven by the grace of God, one of the questions I'll ask Paul is, did you truly write Hebrew or not? I'll go look for him. And I'll write, let's settle this thing. Did you write Hebrews or not? Because I looked at all the letters, and there's something that is you find in all the letters that you don't find in the book of Hebrews. And in all those letters, minus Hebrews, you find Paul opening with this. Let's go there. I can't take you through. You can check the others because of time. You find Paul. Let's go to Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter number 1 from verse number what? Romans chapter 1 from verse, thank you, from verse number 1. What does it say? Romans 1 from verse number 1. Paul, a bond servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle. So he didn't call himself to be an apostle. Hello? He didn't wake up one morning and go and print cards, say apostle so and so and so. Hello? He was called to be an apostle, separated to the gospel of God, which he promised before through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures concerning his son, Jesus our Lord, who was born of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. Through him we have received grace, hallelujah, and apostleship for obedience to the faith amongst all nations. Before the return of the Lord, nations will bow at the feet of Jesus. All this thing that I don't have religion, all this thing, I don't know what to call it, that is happening now. You just wait. We're going to hit a period before the return of the Lord that it will be so clear because of the things that will start to happen. It will be very clear to governments of nations that they do not have solution to the problems in their jurisdiction. It will be very, very clear when you try this and it fails. When you try that and it's not working. When you try that and it seems to be faltering. When you try this, it seems to be faltering. Is it not happening already? Before the vaccines came, we were told that by the time you get the vaccines, all virus will do what? Disappear. You just wait. And we got it. And then suddenly we said, go and get the, what is it called now? Double dose. If you are not double dose, then no way. If you can be a double dose, then the answer has come. Then we got double dosed. Then what happens? They say there's now, we need booster. And some people have been saying that apart from booster, you need a fourth one. It's just telling us that there's something there. And those things will increase in the days to come. I'm not talking about just the virus. I'm talking about situations that governments of nations will have no solution to. And that is why you and I need to be prepared. Hello. Because this, you know where the clue is. I said something in prayer this morning. It's impossible for a believer to fail. I didn't say that line. It's impossible for a believer to fail. How many of us have bought a new gadget before? Thank you. And they delivered it to your house, isn't it? But with that, in that package, they always include something called what? Manual, thank you. So what did God also do? He gave us what? Manual for living on earth. The Bible is not a book for heaven. It's a book for the earth. 80% of the things written there are for how we are to live successfully on the earth. He gave us the manual, which is the Bible. And then, but in the world, they'll say, "This take this good, take the manual, and go and what? DIY. What does that DIY mean? Do it yourself. But God said, no, you're not going to do this by yourself. I'm going to give you the Holy Spirit on your inside. The Holy Spirit will now teach you what to do. As you follow the direction of the Holy Spirit, you'll be able to reconstruct or construct the future or your life ahead of you. Through him, he now says, let's go to verse number 7. To all who are in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from what? From God our Father and of the Lord Jesus Christ. Peace from God. Where does peace come from? Where does true peace come from? Okay. 1 Corinthians 1. Let's go to verse 3 because of time. Verse 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3. Grace to you and peace from what? From God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the church of God, which is at Corinth, with all the saints who are in Achaia. The word Achaia is the word Asia. It's the old word for Asia. Asia. He said, grace to you and peace from what? Peace from whom? And from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me take you to Philippians, the book that we have just read from. Paul and Timothy, bond servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are in Philippi with the bishops and deacons. Grace to you and peace from our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me take you to the book of 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter 1, from verse number 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God our Savior, and the Lord Jesus Christ our hope, to Timothy, a true son in the faith. Amen. A true son in the faith. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. Grace and peace from who again? From God our Father. You can continue throughout the letters he wrote, except Hebrews, where you find it repeated again and again and again. That is the first dimension of peace, God's peace in the Bible, meaning that peace comes from God. Somebody say, if I can really make enough money, I'll have peace. No. Money does not give peace. Somebody say, you know, I'm so tired of this place. By the time I get to a particular place, or just allow me to get married to this person, then I'll have peace. No, peace does not come from the outside. Peace comes from the one living on your world inside. What is peace? Peace is harmony between your spirit and your soul. When there's true harmony between your spirit and your soul, meaning that when there's disharmony in your circumstances, you can still have peace on the inside. Because peace comes from who? From God. From God. From God. Circumstances may not look like it. Situations may not look like it. But the moment you've been able to lay hold on peace from God, in spite of, you can go to bed and be sure that things will line up eventually. Peace comes from God. It's the foundation. Make the peace of God the foundation of your life. The peace that comes from God. Hello. Peace comes from God. Number two, peace with God. Peace from God, then peace with God. What does that mean? Peace with God. This is peace that comes or that describes our relationship, a relationship that we enter into God through the finished work of Christ. Meaning that the moment you are born again, not only do you have peace that comes from God, you have peace with God. You have peace with God. This describes our relationship with Christ. Romans chapter number 5 from verse number 1. Romans chapter 5, verse number 1. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have what? Peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Having been justified. What does the word justify mean? What does the word justified mean? Having been what? Justified. What does it mean? What does it mean? What does the word justified mean? What? Be clear of guilt. Thank you. Can I give you a very definition that you cannot forget? Can I make it very simple for you? Just as if you never sinned. Just as if you never sinned. Justify. Just as if you never sinned. So the records have been wiped clean. It means no record. Only God can give that. I'm telling you, only God can do that. If you've made a mistake here, if you've committed a crime, and then governments, businesses, they say, we want your record. Why? Because the records are kept. But you know, God can wipe records away. Somebody was telling me he had a problem. He went into this particular, and then he wanted this particular job. And they said, go and bring your record. And he said, oh, that means that there's no way again. That is why. Don't ever say no way. Don't ever say because of circumstances, there's no hope. Don't ever say that. All you need is what? You trust God. You believe God. And you see, and he went and got the record. He himself was shocked because all the things that he committed, they couldn't find it on the record. They couldn't find it on the record. What happened? I don't know. Maybe the day that they were going to press that computer or whatever it is, one angel just came and blocked the record. Somebody say, can all of that happen? Can I be very sincere with you? Christianity is supernatural. Christianity is not natural. This natural way most Christians live their lives is not true Christianity. Christianity is supernatural. God intervening in the affairs of men. And if you allow him, he will intervene again and again and again and again and again. But he just doesn't do that. If you are not willing, your heart must be linked to his. There's a commitment. You are working in covenant with him. Are you listening to me? Do you want to touch the depths of God? You start to work in covenant with him. Don't walk and say, when it's convenient, I'll do it. When it's not convenient, I'll do it. You can. I'm telling you, you cannot. If you want to really touch the depths of heaven, you make up your mind. You see, I walk in covenant with you. That means that whatever you say, whatever, I may not understand it, but I'm going to do it. I will flow with it. I will obey your word in spite of. That I will not be giving excuses. Okay, well, because sometimes we say, oh, but look at so-and-so, didn't do it. Why will I? No, leave so-and-so alone. You do what God is revealing to you. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And then finally, you know, there's the last one is the peace of God, which is the peace that is available in Philippians chapter 4, verse number 7. What is the peace of God? Number one, peace that comes from God. Foundation. Peace with God because of our relationship. The peace of God is the one that he wants us to live by. Peace of God. What is the peace of God? And the peace of God, which does what? Surpasses all human understanding. There are three descriptions of the peace of God. One is this. It is beyond human comprehension. How can you have peace when everything is falling around or falling apart around you? How can you have peace, you know, when you say, "When look at this thing, look at the situation, look at the evidence," and you check your spirit and you have peace? It's called the peace of God that passes all human understanding. Many, many years ago, I went to a city called Jos in the nation of Nigeria. And the particular person who hosted us, the wife came to me and said, "We've been trusting God for many years to have children. But I've tried. He said, "Man of God, please, Pastor, can you pray for us? We would like to have our own children." "Well, I don't know." And the husband was doing very well. Was the head of, a phone company. He was doing very well. And he said, "But we don't have. We would like to have our own children." And I said, "Okay, I'll pray for you." And I said, as I held her hand to pray for her, and I just had in my heart no anxiety. No what? No anxiety. And I said to her, "I don't need to pray for you. So don't be anxious. You've been anxious." He looked at me and said, "Ah, how did you know, Pa?" "Sir, you've been anxious. Don't be anxious. You just have peace. You just remember, they've tried. They've been making effort. No way." And the man of God said, "You don't worry. Just don't be anxious about it." I was telling her to operate by the peace of God in spite of the circumstances that was presenting itself. Do you know what happened? About a year after, I got a call. We were based in the city of Kano. I got a call from them.
that, oh yes, you know what? We want to share the good news. Oh, I am pregnant. Without even all that was said was what? Have no anxiety about nothing. The peace of God that passes all human understanding. That when you're supposed to palpitate, you say, have peace. When the circumstances are not looking at it, you hold on to peace. The peace that comes from your inside. The peace of God that passes all human understanding. Number two, he said, this peace will do what? We guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. The word heart is the word spirit. The word mind is your soul. That the moment you can lay hold on this peace, the word guard is a military word. It's like saying that the peace of God will post a sentry before your heart and your mind. And when something wants to show up to disrupt that peace, it will do what? It will not allow it to come in. The peace of God. The peace of God. I pray that you will know the peace of God. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Peace of God. Peace of God that passes all human understanding. Can I show you something? The peace of God is actually a weapon of warfare. How can peace be a weapon of warfare? Because peace, you think when there's peace, everywhere is quiet. They say there's peace. Quiet. Peace of God is not necessarily absence of turbulence. It's the presence of God in the midst of the situation. When the storms are raging, but the divine presence in the situation calms the situation down. Like the example I gave of the woman who had been trusting, who really, really desires. And I said, have peace. Have peace. Peace. Peace is a weapon of warfare, meaning that you can actually be declaring peace when there's storm. Be declaring peace when there's war. Woo, 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 when they're not looking at it. Peace. By doing that, you are releasing the Prince of Peace to take over. And the angels of peace to start to walk and cause the situation to conform to the peace that can only come from God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. That is why the gospel that we preach is called the gospel of peace. Amen. It's to bring the peace of God into turbulent situations. Let me take you to Mark chapter 4. I didn't just coin that. Let me show you. Mark chapter 4. And I will close from here. And I want you to leave this place declaring peace. I speak peace over my home. I speak peace over my children. I speak peace over my body. In the name of Jesus Christ. Verse 35. On the same day when evening had come. What happened here? They were taught the word of God. Earlier on, the word Jesus was teaching them about the parable of the sower. Like I'm teaching now. He now said to them, let us cross over to the other side. Now when they had left the multitude, praise God. Meaning that not everybody will embrace the truth of God's word. They did what to the multitudes? They left the multitude. Meaning that when they say, hey, are you sure? Somebody will say, well. They left. They didn't stay where there are contrary situations. They left the multitudes. Now, when they had left the multitude, they took him along in the boat as he was, and other little boats were also with him, and a great word arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that it was already filling. But he was in his tent, asleep on a pillow. How can you be sleeping in the midst of a storm? It's called the peace of God. Hello. Now, look at the difference. But he was in his tent asleep on a pillow. And they awoke him and said to him, teacher, don't you care that we're perishing? Somebody said, look at Peter. How can Peter be lamenting like that? You know, the Bible said they were facing what? They were facing great. Before you blame Peter, take it easy a little bit. Peter didn't just start to fish yesterday. Peter was a professional fisherman. He was the oldest amongst them. He must have been fishing for about 20 years. So he saw a storm that he had never seen before. But what? The Prince of Peace was in the boat with them. So they went to him. Don't you care they were perishing? Verse 39. Then he arose and did what? He rebuked the wind and said, what did he say? He said, in the name of Jesus, I bind you. You get out now. I give you this. Is that what he said? Is that what he said? No, he didn't say that. He said, peace, be still. He released the peace of God many years ago. A few years, must have been about 8-9 years ago. There was a particular sister in a Bible study in Kenley. Suddenly they called us on the day we were going for Bible study that a car had hit the son, called Joshua, had hit the son. The car hit the son and the car carried the son and knocked him on the floor. And they said, we don't know. They've just called us. Pastor, we don't know what is happening. You know, because if a car would hit that, and how old was he about at that time? Maybe about 12 or thereabout. I can't remember. When the car hit the car, hit the boy, threw him up, knocked him on the floor, and they called the mom from work. So she was rushing there. She didn't know what was happening. And then, oh, Pastor, please pray. I'll let you know. As we're driving, the Lord said to me, he didn't say, pray for the healing. You know what he said to me? Speak peace over the boy. And I say, in Jesus' name, I speak peace. I speak peace. I speak peace. I speak peace. And then we went to the Bible study. Before we finished, she called and said they were shocked when they rushed him. You know, when the thing had happened, they called the ambulance. The ambulance rushed him to the hospital. She had to go and meet them in the hospital. By the time they got there, they were shocked. No single bone was broken. They said they were surprised with the impact. What happened? What happened? How can nothing happen to this boy? How can this boy survive? How can there be no broken bone? The peace of God. The peace of God. There was a great windstorm. And then what did Jesus do? He spoke peace to him. He said, peace be still. And then what happened to the wind? He said, I will refuse. I'm not going to change. And then, no, he bowed. And the Bible says there was a great war. Calm. Rise upon your feet. In the name of Jesus, raise up your two hands to heaven. I want to start to speak peace over families right now. In the name of Jesus, there will no longer be arguments and disagreements amongst families. In the name of Jesus, I speak peace. I speak peace. I speak peace. I speak peace. I don't want to call you out, but you know you are the one I'm talking to. You know that there won't be disagreement. There will be agreement. In the name of Jesus, I speak peace over the home. I speak peace over families. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Peace over that situation. The situation that is causing argument. Why don't you learn to speak peace to it instead of arguing amongst yourselves? And say, well, no. This is what I want to do. That's what I want to do. No, it's time to speak peace over it. I speak the peace of God over it. In the name of Jesus Christ. I speak peace over your bodies. In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak peace over your finances. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, peace be still. Peace be still. Peace be still. In Jesus' name. Lord, I speak peace over your people right now. I speak peace into lives now. I speak peace into homes now. I speak peace into bodies now. I speak peace over finances right now. In the name of Jesus, the peace of God will make the difference in your lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, no matter what is happening in the city, you are shielded and protected.
in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord continue to make a difference in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak peace over you. I speak the peace of God in your life, over your life, over your homes, over your bodies, over your finances. Peace, 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 peace. Because the foundation for increase is peace. The peace that comes from God. And therefore, increase is yours. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we want to thank you. We give you praise for your word this morning. We thank you for the word you have spoken to us. Thank you for peace. Thank you for the peace of God that passes all human understanding. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I just want to thank you. I give you all the glory. I give you all the honor. I give you all the adoration. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we saw in that scripture that when you spoke, peace be still to him. The Bible says there was a great calm. The Bible didn't say that and the wind kept raging. No. We speak peace right now. Thank you for calm. Thank you for calm. Calm that is coming over the storm. Calm in every area. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because that is the foundation for increase, is the peace of God. Father, we give you praise. We worship and we adore you. Thank you, wonderful Savior. Peace of God. Peace that passes all human understanding. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. When you see anything contrary, don't forget the word you've heard. You just speak peace. When you see arguments trying to rear up, you pull back and speak peace. In the name of Jesus Christ. When you come across a raging storm, maybe something happened in your place of work this week, you just speak peace to it. You see the dramatic performance of the peace of God that will shock you. That is why you can't forget the word that has come out this morning. It is something that will equip you that throughout this week, in the days to come, you learn to speak peace. Instead of reacting, you learn to respond in the name of Jesus. You invite peace that comes from God and from heaven in that situation. And that peace will reign in the name of Jesus Christ.